Steady now.
What are you looking at?
Gold. Gold.
Pure, shining, lovely gold.
Well, snip, snip, snee. It must belong to the king himself, Ma. Chop his head off.
Shall we, Mum?
Yes.
Go on, Mum.
Take it. Kill the coachman. Kill the king. And bring the gold to me. Yeah. Your robber queen.
And here's the princess. There's no one else.
Stop! Stop it, Ma. I want the horse.
Hey!
I want the coach. I want the princess.
Let's have a look at her. Oh, she's fat. She's delicious. She's been fed on ginger nuts and ham. She's as good as a fat little lamb. I can already smell her cooking.
I want her. Oh, come on, Mom.
No.
I'll fight you for it.
Oh, get off me. Stop biting me here, you monkey.
Let me out of there.
Oh, cow, stop biting.
I want her boots. I want her ride in the golden coat.
Oh, get on with you. I've had enough. Oh, get on.
Here.
Once round the forest, daughter, and then bed, mind the other. What are you lot staring at? Anyone else? Want a scrap?
Yes, please.
I'll drive first, then you can have a go.
Would your mother really have killed me?
Snip, snip, snee. Didn't you see a dagger shimmer, shimmer, shine? Didn't you see her wagging a beard at you, sparking her greedy little eyes?
Well, thank you for saving me.
Did I say I'd saved you? Is it because I want to play with you? We might still eat you if I decide I don't like you. Poor little tasty princess.
I'm not a princess. I'm Gerda. And I'm looking for my best friend, Kay. He went out to play in the snow one day. And he didn't come back. Everyone says he's dead. But I know he isn't. I want to find him.
Well, snip, snip. The sharks will to you even if I stop liking you. Though I might do it myself. Whoa! Let's just see how we get on. You'll do what I tell you, mind. You'll sleep in our hall tonight with me and all my pets. Come on.
Ooh.
A great, dark, shambling ruin of the place it was, made of logs with wild grass growing on the roof and the yellow light of candles glimmering through the slits. This was the robber hall. Gerda was pulled through the door, and there was such a reek of sweat, of beer, of smoke, of candle fat, of animals and their droppings, that she nearly retched.
What's up with you? Don't you like me beautiful home?
Robbers lay curled up by the fire so close to it that you'd think their grisly beards were set alight. Some lay head down on the long table, snoring into their spilt ale cups. Others swayed or reeled to the music of the fiddle.
Shut up! That's better. You dogs aren't allowed to bark. Don't look so worried. They won't bite you unless we tell them to.
Are they your pets?
Not likely. I'll show you me pets. Go up to my chamber. Mind these pigeons. Here, I'll give it a kiss. Go on, don't bite your nose off.
No!
Good rascals they are. Fly off if you don't keep them locked up properly.
Poor things. And they're so pretty. All those lovely colours. Seems a shame to keep them locked up and no one can see them.
I can see them. You do have some funny ideas. And here's me old sweetheart, Baba. Mwah. Kiss him too. What's up? Don't you like him?
I don't think I've really ever seen a reindeer before.
Go on, give him a smacker. He's another one I have to lock up, or he'd be off, wouldn't you, Baba? Stupid thing can't talk. Every night I like to tickle his neck with me lovely, long, sharp knife.